You weren't saying your prayers, were you?
I was saying the multiplication tables.
Are you good at arithmetic?
Yes. I can even do fractions in my head.
Can you?
And I know the areas and population of Denmark, and Norway, and Sweden, and Finland.
And do you know everything there is to know then, little boy?
Yes. I think I do.
Look at the sky. Look at all the millions of frosty stars. Look at the Milky Moon. Look down at the forests and lakes and mountains, how deep they are and dark. Can you see into their hearts, their mystery? Do you really know everything, Kay?
No, I don't.
That's all right. You can sleep now.
And on they flew, through day and through night, further and higher and deeper into the land of darkness than Kay had ever dreamed about. A long, long way from home. Mountains reared white heads, and rivers ran pale as apple meat. Crystals hung from the forests, and then the day turned dark. Everything that breathed was locked in ice.
Now, Kay, we are here. We have come home to the Ice Palace.
And what about Gerda? Day after day, she thawed the ice on her window and watched out for Kay. She couldn't understand why he didn't come home. Summer came and the roses bloomed and faded. She never gave up hope, watching and waiting for him.
Come inside, child. I'll tell you a story, shall I? Will that cheer you up?
All right. I'll come.
I could tell you about the bears and the ravens and the fishes that I've talked to from time to time.
I wish I could talk to them.
Perhaps you can if you try.
Grandma, if you wanted to know where somebody was, who would you ask first?
I'd ask the fishes in the river. They swim from the mountains and through the valleys and down to the sea. Oh, fishes must know everything there is to know, I would think.
Would they tell me where Kay is? Can I ask them?
You have to be good, child. With all your heart, you have to be good.
I will ask them.
There was Grandmother, fast asleep in her faded chair by the stove. Gerda kissed her goodbye and put on her red shoes and her cloak and put bread and cakes in her basket. She tiptoed out of the house and down all the stairs and through the streets of the town until she came to the river.
Fishes? Can you hear me? Where's Kay? Fish of the river. I'll give you anything. Look, I'll give you my lovely red shoes. If the river will give Kay back to me. There. Now will you tell me where he is? Nothing. Nothing at all.
How tired and sore her feet were as Gerda walked along the banks of the river, calling out for Kay. She walked far away from her home. The days grew cold and raw. The long willow leaves were yellow and dripping, wet in the mist. Leaf falling after leaf, and after the leaves came the snow in huge, white, silent flakes.
Cold.
Is this what you call cold?
Who is that?
Me. Crow. Have you never seen a crow before?
Of course I've seen crows before. But I've never understood what they were saying.
Why not? I can understand you perfectly well. Why shouldn't you understand me?
My grandmother can speak to animals. She can understand all the languages. But I didn't know I could.
Well, there you are. Life is full of little surprises, as my sweetheart always says. Where are you off to? All by yourself in the wide world with no shoes on your feet.